This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some good fishing locally as well as at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. It's also time to start thinking about permit and get permits for deer and or for dove, excuse me, and fall turkey hunting. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, I do hope that folks that had an opportunity to get out and enjoy the Free Fishing Days celebration this past weekend. It was Friday through Monday, and at that time, you didn't need a license or permit or stamps or anything to go out and fish in Illinois waters. It was intended to introduce fishing to folks who have not enjoyed it for many years, or even youngsters who have not yet done it. The family could go out and fish and not buy a fishing license first. We did have some pretty good fishing despite the unusual weather we've had lately. The weather during the weekend held out pretty nice. And as we mentioned, it is permit time. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is or will soon be accepting permit applications for dove and fall turkey hunting permits. Dove hunters may submit permit applications beginning June 11th for hunting on state-controlled hunting areas. Permits to hunt these sites are generally required during the first 5 days of the season. Now, permit applications are also being accepted for the annual youth and youth adult dove hunts at state-managed sites as well. Now, applications for the youth and adult dove hunts must be submitted through the internet at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. The deadline is for the first application period is July 2nd. Now, turkey hunters can also submit applications for the annual lottery to allocate fall hunting permits. Acceptance of permit applications for the special landowner tenant permits is also underway, and the deadline for this application period is July 1st. So if you're a dove hunter or a wild turkey hunter and wanting to hunt this fall, this is the time to get your applications in very soon. Also, frog season will be opening very soon. Wild Game Gourmets will have their first opportunity for a fresh frog leg dinner during the June 15th season opener of the Illinois bullfrog hunting season. Now, according to Illinois game regulations, frogs may be taken by hand, pull and line fishing methods, pitchfork, landing net, bow and arrow, spear, or gig. So frog legs, if you've never had them, they're delicious, and this is a great opportunity to get out of there. We certainly have plenty of water to pursue our frogs in. And as we mentioned, we've got some pretty good fishing at local lakes. Most lakes are a bit muddy and they're running high, but we do have some great fishing. The crappie bite is still going strong. It's about to start wrapping up, but it's going strong. The bluegill bite, superb. We've had excellent bluegill fishing for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and it's been very good, and it's going to continue at least through the middle of June. The bass bite, it's been a touchy thing. Some mornings and evenings, you can go out and catch plenty of bass. The next day or two might be tough, but the catfish bite, another excellent opportunity. Lots of catfish being caught right now, and virtually every local lake, river, and stream are producing them. So now's the time to get out and enjoy some fishing, and the action should only get better as our waters clear. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs right after these messages.
Hi, this is Doug Rye. If you're interested in saving money, I mean really interested in saving money, I'd like to invite you to tune in right here this Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for a great one-hour program. It's Doug Rye's Home Remedies, and each week we'll go over the ideas on how to save money on your energy bills. We'll open the phone lines. We'll take your calls on subjects from insulation to energy efficiency, everything. Don't miss it. Doug Rye, Home Remedies, every Saturday morning at 9, right here on WSMI 1540.
Okay, we're back, and it's high water continues to be the issue at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Now, that doesn't mean you can't catch fish, but the lakes look completely different than they typically do. Lake Shelbyville has been hit with rain time and time again, and water levels have risen to nearly 8 feet over summer pool. Water temperatures have dropped back a bit into the lower 70s, and this has pretty much slowed the walleye bite somewhat, but they're still catching some fish. Anglers are going out there and pulling spinners now on the bottom bouncers in drops of about 15 feet. They're catching primarily sauger. Walleye are a bit shallower and in the willows about 5 foot deep. Now, the crappie at Lake Shelbyville have moved back out to the ledges, and the anglers are catching limits in just a few hours. They're pulling bottom bouncers for these as well. It seems like this walleye technique used by most anglers in northern lakes is producing fish here at Lake Shelbyville, and it's producing them very well. In fact, it's easier to go along a ledge and cover water with a bottom bouncer. They'll be doing a lot of this this summer. It catches just about everything. They're using a single spinner rig with a number two or number three blade and tipping it with a minnow. They pull them with a trolling motor slightly less than a mile per hour. And the white bass, they're suspended along these ledges as well, so trolling crankbaits is the answer. You need to troll these about 12 to 14 feet down in somewhat deeper water. The catfish bite, it's going pretty good as well. They're catching these in the shallows as this lake's flooded. They're in there feeding and spawning, so lots of fish to be caught. The bass bite, it's been hit and miss, but on those days when you can catch them, they're biting good, and they're catching them in along woody cover, along some of the riprap areas that are flooded. They're catching them on spinnerbaits, crankbaits, all types of lures. Guys that are pitching jig and pork combinations or plastic worms are also finding excellent success. Now at Carlisle Lake, this lake is probably around 6 feet right now over normal summer pool. It's high, it's a bit murky, it's clearing though, and it's certainly fishable. The guys going out are catching fish and finding some pretty good success. Largemouth bass are being taken in cranks, fished along the rocks. The trick is to find some bit clearer water, and you can catch some on the woody cover as well. Now the catfish bite remains excellent. They're catching these fish, and they're still being caught along the rocky shorelines. You need to fish them about 3 to 10 feet off the rocks in about a foot to a foot and a half of water. Night crawlers, cheese baits, shad, leeches, crickets, all producing fish right now. And the crappie bite, it's spotty at best. Some anglers are going out finding areas of them that's containing them. Other areas, it's just kind of hard to find when the water's so high. You can catch them, but right now I'd say it's sporadic. And the white bass rated poor, not hearing much from the whites. We're still about a month away from the white bass getting good. In the spillway, however, if you hit it on the right day, the white bass are excellent. They're being caught on rooster tails coupled with curly tails or tube jigs. The catfish bite is very good. They've caught some very nice catfish down there on shad, night crawlers, and cheese baits. And the crappie bite, it's good. You'll catch a lot of small fish, but you'll catch crappie on tube jigs or minnows. And the sauger bite, still very good. We watched an angler catch a limit of fish right below the spillway using small jigs just about a week ago. So these fish are turned on at Carlisle and will continue to get better as things can improve. Now, at Wren Lake, the situation's slightly different. This is a spillway area. It's not necessarily a dam that, like you see at Shelbyville or Carlisle. So the water's a bit more stable, and the crappie bite remains great. The fish are biting. The spawning fish are even biting. They're in the buck brush. You need to fish the buck brush in the back of any cove, and you should catch fish. The Jackie Branch, Sandusky, and Markham branches are all producing good numbers of fish. Most anglers are using minnows under slip bobbers. When fishing the bushes, you need to set your bait about 2 foot deep. If you're fishing from the bank, you might want to try the concrete wall at the Sailboat Harbor or the docks at Wren Lake Resort. And the catfish bite, it's been hot all spring and it continues to be so. They're catching lots of catfish. Jug fishermen are producing good numbers. They're catching them from the shoreline. Boat anglers are finding success. And every time it rains, raise the lake, new areas are flooded and the catfish usually move in there big time. The bass bite, they've been holding in shallow water bushes and laydowns at about 2 to 4 feet and can be caught on pitching soft plastics, jigs, and spinner baits in and around cover. Look for fish in the back of the pockets and coves where there is limited amount of water behind the buck brush bushes. So the rock bite on Wren right now remains slow. But if you're bluegill fishermen, they're catching these numbers in good numbers in shallow water. You've caught some really nice bluegill this year on a big bluegill, in fact, on minnows fishing in the bushes for crappie, red wigglers and crickets, and fish the shallow water in the back of the necks, and you should catch good numbers of them. They're not showing up in large numbers on beds yet, but they're showing up, and they will be there any time now. So we're looking very good when it comes to the core lakes as far as fishing goes. I think the waters are going to stabilize and we'll find much better success this coming week. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.